On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team opened up the season with an exhibition loss by just 13 points at the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers Tuesday night. In our pregame show, had a chance to visit with senior guard James Ellisor. Senior James Ellisor with us. James, safe to say that you guys are excited to just get the season here and get to play against somebody other than yourselves?
Yeah, it's been a few months since we've been in the gym for a while, so it'll be nice to see another jersey.
You had to make a transition last year from Arizona to here, so you had a climate change to worry about. You had a school change to worry about. You had a basketball team change to worry about. How much easier is year number two when you're kind of more comfortable?
Well, now that I'm more adjusted to things, I'm a little more calm, and I'm just like going through the process right now. I'm really used to it. Under a year under my belt, the weather, as far as the cold and basketball, the system, and understanding where I'm fitting in and stuff. It's going pretty well, so I already adjusted, and it's coming real well.
You were by far the most consistent player down the stretch last year for this team. Is it safe to say the offense is going to be run through you pretty much consistently this year?
Yeah, we have other scorers, but, of course, I'm the main guy, main scorer coming back. Definitely have a lot of experience coming back, that helps too. So it'll be interesting to see who else could step up this year and who else could provide the spark for the team.
Awesome. How different is the team while the football season's still going on and you guys don't have Lance around?
It's a little different without Lance, just for the fact that he brings a big physical presence to our team, and we definitely have a lot of returners coming back besides him, but it's just, we kind of miss that physical piece, and then on top of that, he's another guard that we probably need down the stretch of the games.
Safe to say that a game like tonight's going to be a little interesting, that you don't want to get into a track meet with guys, you know, a Big Ten team. You don't want to try to bang with a team this big. It's kind of a fine line to walk with how you go about playing a game like this, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we play the Gophers tomorrow night, but yeah, they're definitely athletic, a high profile D1 team that we're gonna have to come out ready to play against. Definitely can't come out scared. Coach is gonna have us work on a few things today during practice that I'm sure that we'll have to get adjusted to by tomorrow.
It's an exhibition game. You guys certainly don't have to win the game, so to speak. You want to win the game, you want to play well, but isn't the most important thing of just going out and executing the way that you guys want to execute and do the things that you guys want to do?
Oh, definitely. We want to execute the way we want to play. At the same time, Coach has his game on the schedule for a reason. Definitely to show where we're at in the season right now. We already had a scrimmage earlier this past weekend. We definitely exploited some of our weaknesses when we didn't have half our team. But now that we have a lot of guys coming back ready to play tomorrow, it should be interesting, and I think we're ready to get it underway.
You anticipating you're going to like this atmosphere?
Yeah, definitely. It should be fun. My first time playing in a big arena in college level, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck.
Thanks.
The Beavers lost 71-58. Will next be in action next week in Colorado. For more information about the BSU basketball team, you can log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.